Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
This is Justin from Australia. When I'm out wrestling crocodiles and punching the fuck out of kangaroos, I'm listening to the DJ New Style Show.
Show.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
The newest in
New Style Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey, safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark, we proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
The homo didn't touch it.
You guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Hey, Donna! Did you start the coffee yet?
Oh. Yes. Welcome. Welcome. Welcome one and all to your Tuesday Night Miracle. That's right. It's the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. And also, It's a place where enthusiasts of a certain rock group from a certain country that used to exterminate Jews hang out. Who are they? Rammstein! I'd like to clarify. I want to clarify. Fans of the music, not the extermination. Thank you very much. You're listening to the DJ New Style Show, exclusively on Heroes Talk. I said that before, but I'll say it a second time. Actually, I just did. With me, as always, is your friend and mine, Frank the Germfreak. Germfreak, how you doing tonight, buddy?
Hey, good evening.
Hey, Gobbinagooch.
Fuck you, White House, Brent.
Yeah, eat some fucking shit. Wait, I don't understand. Oh, he doesn't like that. That's right. You changed it up because he didn't like it.
Yeah.
You like that, White House, Brent?
How's
you
about
fuck?
That, Brent? What up your age?
Take that and choke on it, you fuck. You dumb fuck. Thank you.
Oh, the germ freak hapless bit is getting old. Well, fuck you.
It's getting a little tiresome.
That's me. You don't like it. Whatever.
Don't you think by now we get that he always is just tired? Don't you think we understand? Fuck you, White Ass Brent. I'm just fucking with you. We love White Ass Brent, don't we, Frank?
I thought his name was White House Brent. I didn't even know it was White Ass.
Well, it is White A's. White A's Brent. That's right. Well, I mean, you are making it different. You're making it new, and you're having a blast right now. That's how we start every show, White Ass Brent. Do you like it? You don't. You voiced your opinion. You got something different. That's the DJ New Style Show. That's me. That's Frank bringing new stuff for you, except for last week. When we didn't do a show. So we apologize for that. But while we were away, we didn't have new stuff. We had nothing, actually, because I was sick. And I'm still coughing. I still have a bit of a mucusy concoction going on. You can hear it a little bit. And actually, if you go back to the last episode, you'll hear it. So that makes a fantastic 2 weeks straight of coughing. So I'm here to say that I want you to isolate this recording. I want to say, kids, ladies and gentlemen, lung cancer is no joke. Thank you. That's it. Because I don't know what I have. I haven't gone to a doctor yet. I mean, it's easy enough to get a general practitioner, you know, to go there to the office and, you know, go and make the appointment. It's easy to do. Anybody with half a brain can do it. I just didn't get around to making the call. So here I am, coughing. Didn't get any antibiotics or anything like that, Frank. But I apologize. Fuck.
Listen, if you're going to be doing that the whole night, it's going to be a problem.
It's going to be a problem?
It's going to be a problem. I don't want to hear you doing that all night. It's a very annoying.
Well, what about it? What about it bothers you the most?
The fact that you're doing it in my...
Okay, that one was a little fake, but...
It's very unprofessional.
Now it's bringing on the real ones. The fake ones bringing on the reels.
Listen to me. You need to have a cough switch or a cough button.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. But I'll tell you right now, I'm not only tired of the cough, and it's happening here as we speak.
Is it a tickle? Do you have a tickle?
I do have a tickle. I have somewhat of a tickle. But what I'm tired of is the constant reference that everybody thinks is amazingly humorous. Still, hey, you better get that checked out. You might have swine flu. You might have swine flu. You better go get that checked out. You don't know. You might have swine flu.
I noticed you sent me a PM or an email a couple days ago, and you says that you think you have the H1 whatever the fuck it is. Did you think you were more sophisticated by using that particular term as opposed to the swine flu?
Well, here's the deal. I don't know what I have. Lung cancer, bronchitis, just a cough, the chills, whooping cough. It could be swine flu. But let's say that I have swine flu, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit more dignified to say, oh, I have H1N1.
Now,
I have the swine flu. I have the fucking pig cough. I have some kind of a pig disease.
Now these symptoms that you have you been hanging out with Ed McGrath lately? Or
No, I haven't.
Okay.
No, I haven't. I would know exactly right away. I have to start on the cocktail on Monday. But at least I would get my results on the air before he did. If you recall correctly, maybe a couple weeks ago, he said that he would be taking an AIDS test. and revealing the results on our show. Do you think he's ever going to do it, Frank?
I hope he does. You know, I hope he does. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
He better not let us down.
Yeah, I mean, Frank, our country celebrated another birthday while we were gone. You know, July 4th. July 4th. That was like 10 days ago.
Yeah, very topical. Yeah.
No, you know, it's while we were gone, Frank. Things I want to address. I mean, I liked July 4th. I enjoyed myself. Maybe that's where I got sick. I don't know. 10 days ago, could be. Maybe I inhaled some fucking firework dust or something.
You got bit by a mosquito or something.
To reply to the Ustreamer, I have no sores or lesions on my genitals or rectum. They are intact. I'm delighted to say that my rectum is intact. Yeah, I don't know, Frank.
At least one of us is.
your rectum not holding up well.
No, it's just as good as it was.
So, are you disgusted to hear the noise, or just very loud?
It's just very unprofessional and annoying, and it's not fun for the listeners to hear that.
Is it more?
I don't know if you're looking for sympathy or what.
I don't want any sympathy whatsoever. I hate it. I wouldn't even tell anybody I had anything. They couldn't obviously hear me from fucking 8 rooms away. I go to work, and people are leaving fucking Lucy cough drops on my desk. I come back from lunch. There's just a pile of 4 cough drops.
What cough drops do you prefer?
I prefer none, but I use Halls.
And what flavor do you prefer?
Honey and lemon, but I just bought fucking cherry, which
cherry's the worst.
It tastes like poison. It really does. Tastes like poison. I don't know, man. I don't know. But Frank, they left fucking loose cough drops. It could have been in somebody's pocket.
Oof.
They just piled them up. They were wrapped up. I mean, they had a wrapper. But like,
oh well, there you go.
So you mean to tell me someone leaves wrapped up cough drops on your desk, you're gonna use them?
It depends on if I knew the person. I mean,
didn't know.
I've been offered cough drops before, but that were just in the wrapper, and I have refused them.
The worst is when somebody offers you the Halls from like the one single tubular wrapping.
Yeah.
Like the Mentos style wrapping of Halls.
Yeah.
They put the thumb behind it and flick it
exactly,
out.
Exactly. Like a little Pez thumb.
Oh, it's the worst. It's the worst. And you know what? They have a very, you know, they have a terrible shape. They're square. They cut up your fucking mouth. You need a round cough drop. This is exactly why Ricola is a terrible cough drop as well.
Ricola! You know what the problem is with cough drops?
I was totally trying to get him to do that, by the way.
I wish I had the device here. The problem with the cough drop is I always end up just treating them like candy and chewing them and biting them real quickly.
Yeah.
The taste is so delicious sometimes, especially sometimes you have a cough drop that's a little chewy, okay?
Yes.
And I like to just bite down real hard on it just so it gets stuck in my teeth, and then I like to swallow.
So just put a groove in it?
Yes.
Permanent groove? Excuse me, Frank. I'm going to be doing that a lot.
Now, the real man will get... a Halls Mentholyptus cough drop. That's what a real name.
Oh yeah, that yellowish pissy white.
And then you could smell somebody from miles away when they have that in their mouth.
It tastes like you're scooping Vicks VapoRub out of a fucking jar, right? And putting it right in your throat.
But when you have that in your mouth, you feel as though you're actually taking something. You feel like you're actually taking some type of medication. You feel good about yourself, as opposed to someone taking some kind of fucking cherry of some sort.
Yeah, it's true. It tastes bad, so you feel like you're doing something good for you. But it you're not. It's the same shit. You may as well just have the flavor, you know? But cough drops, yeah, the flavor makes you want to chew them. But you know, even the shitty cherry, Frank, the clear ones or whatever they are, you'll chew those too because you just want them out. You want them done with. I mean, I don't want to be sucking on a fucking candy for like hours.
But then I think to myself, if I chew it and bite it and swallow it, it's not gonna last as long. It's not gonna have that effect.
But I'm drinking tea and whatnot. I figure I melt it down. Once I get it into smaller fragments, I'll melt it down and it'll get a quick once over. And then maybe I'll have like a tenth of the effect. I don't know. I'm not a cough drop person. I am now heavily into the Robitussin. heavily. Now, you know that we've had Pristine and our buddy Ralph call in when they were robo-tripping a few months ago?
Yes.
I bought that kind. But okay. I stuck to the directions. Because I'm just dangerous. I stuck to the 2 tablespoons every 5 hours, whatever it is. Man, I don't know. This is not going to be easy tonight, I got to say. But I couldn't let 2 weeks go by. You know? And the worst is, I felt fucking fine this morning. Occasional cough here or there. But right now, sitting here, doing the show, I feel like I'm about to spit up like some kind of a knobby, nodule-looking pus. That's what I feel like I'm going to do. Get the little bit of phlegm coming up. Nothing too bad. God damn it! But you know what? Maybe it's the transition between seasons. Maybe it's something like that. You know what I mean?
I had trouble. Yeah. Today was a bad day for my asthma. I had trouble breathing as well. So, who knows?
Well, there's that, and there's trying to keep cool, Frank. You know,
keep cool.
I mean, it gets a little balmy out at times.
You mean absolutely the weather? Sometimes. Well, you know, I have a problem when it gets hot. Because I don't know when to. Here's the problem I have. I don't know when I'm hot or not. I don't know.
You don't know when you're hot? And by the way, to address Steve the LARPer, I say transition because, let's face it, it hasn't exactly been a fucking hot summer. And it's just starting to warm up.
Is he questioning you? Is Stephen LARPer questioning you?
Stephen LARPer is.
Listen to me.
I like that you turned that into his last name. Stephen LARPer.
Listen to me. I have a problem. You've heard of Descartes, haven't you? He's a philosopher.
Yes, he has a very famous saying.
Yes, I think, therefore I am.
Yes.
The problem with me is I don't know when I'm hot. So even though I'm hot, I don't know I'm hot, so I don't use that theory for me. Do you understand what I'm saying?
How does that apply to Descartes?
Well, I think, therefore I am. I'm hot, but therefore I still don't know. It's just the opposite.
I don't understand how that applies. That is the loosest interpretation of that quote I've ever heard.
Here's a problem I have. Many times I have to ask people if they have their air conditioning on before I will put mine on. Have you noticed that sometimes? I will ask.
In the few years I've known you, every time there's a hot day, early in the summer, late in the spring, the first thing you say, hey, listen, you got your air conditioning on?
That's true.
That's your greeting. That is your stock greeting.
I don't know when is the right time to put it on. I don't know if just because I'm hot, I don't know if other people are hot.
Yeah.
You know, and therefore, I don't know if I should be putting the air on or not because maybe I'm interpreting the weather incorrectly.
But you physically don't know when you're hot? Like, you don't sweat? What do you
I mean? May be hot, but how do I know that most people are not hot? You know what I'm saying?
What do you care?
Be interpreting it the wrong way. I might not be interpreting the hotness the correct way.
Steve the LARPer says, look at your fucking thermostat. If it's hotter than 75, put your fucking AC on.
I see.
That's what he says. Do you need a consensus? Is that what it is?
I need to know that other people have it on because I don't want to be one of those people who have the air conditioning on just because it's summer out. Just because it's summer, doesn't need to. Just because it's summer, just because it's a season of summer, does not necessarily mean you have to put the air conditioning on. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, I am aware of that.
Okay. What about in your auto? Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
In your automobile, just because it's summer doesn't mean you have to put the air conditioning on. Mm-hmm. I prefer not to have the air conditioning on in the car. I prefer the cool breeze.
So you're a window guy.
When there's a breeze, when there's a zephyr. I don't like
a westward wind
or a gentle breeze. Okay. You know, I don't know. I mean, have you? I think I put my air conditioner out once in my car so far this season.
We didn't
need it.
When I had my shittier Chevy, I would always have the windows down. Always. Because my air conditioning didn't work. Now that I have the luxury of air conditioning, the windows never come down.
Yeah.
It's always on full blast. Always on low. Always.
You just said it's on full blast on low.
Temperature low?
Full blast. See, I have it just the opposite. I have it on
hot?
Low temperature, yeah. But I have it on the coolest you can be, but not full blast.
Well, that's not the exact opposite. I have as cool as it can be and all the way up. I don't want to be able to hear anything. I have to have the music on 30. You know, I can't even use a cell phone because it sounds like I'm in a wind tunnel as I'm driving. This is fucking terrible. I think you have the swine flu. I think you've got the swine flu. Why did I use a high-pitched voice? Where's Blanket? Where's Blanket?
I don't know, but it's very disturbing.
I think he's got the swine flu. Frank, are you there, Frank?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes, Michael.
Where's Blanket?
I don't know. Woohoo! Shimon! Woohoo!
But, you obviously turn your air on. Is your air on right now?
It is not on right now.
Mine is. During the break, you better go turn it on. You probably should. Yeah.
Now I will have to put mine on.
Well, I mean, there's more than one way to keep cool. The windows you put down, the air conditioning. You don't do summer clothing, though.
What do you consider summer clothing?
Shorts.
Of course I wear shorts.
I thought that you were staunchly against shorts.
I'm against sandals and open-toed shoes for men.
Oh, okay. I thought you had said on a previous show that Best in Show Chris was a monster because he always wears shorts.
Well, he wears shorts in the winter, for Christ's sake.
Well, he likes shorts. What do you want from him? What do you want from the guy? He likes shorts.
I have shorts that I wear, and I enjoy them.
I never know. Oh, well, you did say the last show that you were wearing shorts when you were confronting your neighbor, and your ding-dong was hanging out.
Oh, yeah, my ding-dong. Well, my Yeah, I won't even give him the time of day now. I walk right past that fuck.
Frank, we all know that you're not touching the ground. You don't have a 4-foot penis.
No, not at all.
How is it that you're wearing shorts and your dick is hanging out? That's what everybody wants to know.
They were, let's just say they were shorts from the 8th grade.
John Stockton?
They're like the 80s shorts that are real short shorts.
The,
you know,
one,
like
that, the one that like the hot chicks wear now.
Whatever.
They wear the when they like wash their car, they fold the waistband down. Something like that.
Nah, they weren't those kind, no.
Well,
the 80s shorts with a little white stripe on the side.
Well, I mean, we have a little bit of a question here.
Yes.
Clear my throat before I ask. Is it gay? That's right. It's the part of the show where I ask Frank something. Frank, is it gay to be wearing shorts so short that your dick sticks out of the fucking leg?
All right, let me just say, those shorts were put on at a time where I had to get something very quickly and run outside.
I'm sorry. Let me clarify. Not only the dick, but the balls.
Listen to me.
You were basically wearing a sheet of fucking rice paper. Your whole shit was hanging out when you were trying to act like a man in front of your neighbor.
I was just stepping in the shower. My fucking doorbell rings. Luke's saying something to the door. I don't want the kids to open the door. So I had to run downstairs.
Hold on. You're running around with your kids in the house with your shit hanging out of a leg.
Listen to me! I was about to take a shower and I had to put some on very quickly.
So you accidentally put Donna's shorts on?
They were not. They were shorts that sometimes I wear to bed on hot days.
You had girl shorts on.
No, I did not.
And why is Ed referencing...
And just because they said Sasana doesn't mean it was gay.
Why is Ed referencing your freakishly large scrotum? He just typed that in there. Don't forget it, his freakishly large scrotum.
Ed, you keep my scrotum to myself.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
That doesn't make sense. That's almost as bad as your Descartes reference.
I know.
I think, therefore, I think I don't know if I'm hot. So I'm going to say gay. I'm sorry. Especially because they say Sasson on them. Oh, my God. Excuse me. My goodness. Well, I thought that you were the type of person that didn't ever wear clothes to cool down. I didn't know that.
Why do you wear fucking thermals and
a parka? You need to wear a parka with cut-off sleeves just to make it a little summery. But, Frank... You did recently get a pool, and I had said with your pool, it would be green in a matter of days. At this point, Frank, are there fucking lily pads in that pool?
It's as crystal clear as the Blue Lagoon.
So is the Blue
you
Lagoon...
You could drink the water.
You could drink... Would you? Would you ever consider
There's times I take gulps accidentally.
Oh, my God. Never. And you swallow it?
You've never swallowed pool water? Come on.
Accidentally, but I don't go in there fucking like it's a punch bowl at the prom.
No, I don't. I'm saying accidentally I do. In all honesty, I've been in the pool I think once or twice. It's been so fucking cold.
Really?
I haven't even enjoyed it.
Yeah, you know what? We have a pool here, and it's you couldn't even see the bottom until like 2 days ago. And we just put the steps in, and I'm thinking, oh man, it's in. We're ready to go. I get like on the second step. I'm like, this is fucking cold. Fuck this. I'm going inside in the air conditioning. I'm going to go sit in the air conditioning. By the way, Frank, is your air conditioning on?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, then I'll turn mine off, I guess. So it's freezing. It's never going to get hot. I'm going to get into this thing maybe once and regret being in it. And it's like, that's the whole summer. My dad spent so much fucking effort trying to get this thing open. And it's already like halfway through July. Fucking a mess. So your kids have been enjoying it?
Yeah, they can only stay in for like, you know, 10 minutes at a time, though, because it's so friggin' cold. It's ice cold.
Wait, even the kids are complaining it's cold?
Yeah.
Oh, because kids will overlook it because it's a fucking pool. Like, you get to a point where, like, have you seen a thermometer in there? Like, what's the water, actually?
It's like in the low 60s.
Holy shit! Really? It's like low 60s?
The problem with the pool is it's in the shade. My backyard
my
is in
God.
Shade.
You need to cut these fucking trees down. You got to get the sun in there.
Tell me about it.
What are you going to do to warm it? I mean, you need a solar cover or something?
Nah, it's not worth it. Next year, maybe I'll chop the tree down, but not this year.
Well, I mean, we never got a heater on ours. Never were able to do that. But if it was 70, I would say it's too cold. Yours is 10 degrees below that. Jesus. Steve the LARP is saying his pool's in the shade and it's 88. Because he has a heater. He's got a heater.
He's got a heater, of course.
Why don't you get a heater for your fucking inflatable pool?
I'm not going to get a fucking heater for a $300 fucking rubber pool, for Christ's sake. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, have you priced them out?
They're over $1,000.
So you did price them out, and you were considering it.
I was considering it.
You were.
They're over $1,000. Screw that.
But so how confident are you in your abilities of taking care of a pool? At this point.
Well, it can't be any simpler, because all I do is I take a little vial or test tube of the water or in a cup or something, mm-hmm. and I bring it to the pool place, and they tell me what I need, and I buy it, and I need it, and I put it in.
Oh,
that's it.
Oh, no. You actually listen to those people?
Absolutely. It only cost me about $72 a weekend.
Wait a minute. What?
They charge about $72 to $80 every weekend for me to go there and give them my stuff.
To test the water, it's $72?
No, to get my chemicals.
They're making you buy $72 worth of chemicals every week?
It was one time, last week was $129.
Ustreamer says, just put the money in the pool. Just put the money in, it's going to be green anyway, right?
I need buckets of alkalinity, I need buckets of pH, I need different types of chlorines.
Are you buying the smallest bucket? Why don't you just have a gigantic spackle bucket of it? And just use whatever you need.
That's too cumbersome to lift.
So you're buying the convenience little fucking tiny buckets.
Yes, I bought the little buckets.
That's the worst. That's the worst. You're wasting money. And by the way, $70-something to open a pool, okay? Not every week to maintain one.
My who's got the blue green the nice pool? You or me? Thank you.
Ours is clear, Frank.
After it's the middle of the fucking summer, for Christ's sake.
Yeah,
it's clear.
Well, I'm
it
sorry.
Was green last week.
I'm sorry, I didn't just put a hose in a flat piece of plastic and then have a pool float out of nowhere. You know, Jesus. the first 2 years of having the pool, the water could not be clearer. And then you think about it. After
how old is your pool?
Well, maybe like 15 years, something like that. It's pretty old, I would say. But, you know, maintaining it's a bitch. How do you close yours out? See, yours...
How do I know? It hasn't happened yet.
you're just going to get... When you get there, you're going to try to do it.
I'll get your Swiss Army knife and just slash the side of it. No, you drain it out. I would drain it out, but they say you can keep it there all year round. They have give you cover and everything, but I don't know if I'm going to do that.
You're not going to cover it?
I don't know. I may want to get a real pool next year.
How big is it? Oh, you're going to get a real one now.
It's 18 diameter.
Look at you. You are so confident in your fucking with your vacuuming and skimming.
That's right.
I could do this the rest of my life.
The only problem is it's when it's hard to vacuum because the kids are splashing around all in the water and it's hard to vacuum.
You got
to
get them out of it. You can't go in the pool when you're vacuuming.
You can't?
No.
No wonder why it's been taking me 8 hours. The kids are splashing around in the pool and it's taking me forever to vacuum the fucking thing.
Did you ever notice that when you walk sometimes in a dirty pool, the shit just flies all over the place?
Mm-hmm. It rises up.
Yeah, so when you're walking, you're kicking up all the dirt, and it looks like you're doing such a great job because the dirt's off the floor.
Oh,
but then you go back out and you just see fucking lines of dirt everywhere. That's probably why you're spending $72. You're never actually vacuuming it. You're like, Jesus, minutes after I vacuum this pool, it's fucking completely filthy again, and somehow filthier. You're never getting any dirt off the bottom.
First of all, I'm an expert skimmer. Sometimes I can skim with two skimmers at one time.
My goodness.
I have a method of putting the skimmer in, half in the water, half out the water, as I pull up the bugs and the shit.
Is that copyright?
Yes.
Frank, how else would you use the skimmer?
I don't think you heard me. I put the skimmer in the pool, and half of it is in and half of it is out, and I skim.
Yeah.
See? Most people don't do it that way.
How do they do it? You think they go and they just scoop out one leaf at a time?
Well, that's all I'm saying is I did research, and the best way to do it is to have half in and half out, and you skim a lot at one time.
So you read that somewhere?
Yes.
How can you copyright it? You can't call that a patented move if you got it from somebody else. You're thieving. You're stealing from somebody. What do you have to say for yourself? I apologize for being a pool.
I apologize!
Where's Blanket?
Woohoo!
Where is he? I've knitted a heavenly quilt.
Michael, how's heaven?
Heaven is delightful, but I miss Blanket. I don't know why I'm obsessed with doing this now. I'm obsessed with asking where Blanket is. And I have no fucking basis.
It's actually making me a little uncomfortable.
Frank, thank you for buying Thriller 6 times. Where's Blanket? No,
the number 2 downloaded song is Man in the Mirror.
And is that one of the songs that has the parentheses after it? Where it says what the refrain is? So it's like Man in the Mirror, parentheses. Where's Blanket?
Maybe.
I don't know. Why don't we take a quick break here, Frank? I don't believe you when you say that you're a master of, owning a pool, but I'll take your word for it. Is that okay?
Yes!
Frank. Take us to break, Frank.
Break time.
That's not how you go to break on the Michael Jackson Show!
We'll be back! We'll be back! The DJ New Style Show!
I'm not coming back until you tell me where Blanket is! All through dinner, Frank. All through dinner, my family want to murder me because I keep asking them to pass Blanket.
Let's end that right here. It's annoying.
All right. It's the DJ New Style Show on Heroes Talk. It's heroestalk.com. The thing you do with your ears, and the place where Blanket is.
The DJ New Style Show will be back after something.
When the weather starts to warm up, everyone wants to hit the gym to look good. But there's no need for all that. You can look good by sporting your favorite Heroes Talk logos and designs all year round. Log on to heroestalk.spreadshirt.com and check out the latest apparel. Men and women can find everything from t-shirts and track jackets to hooded and zippered sweatshirts featuring all of your favorite Heroes Talk designs. If not hitting the gym has left you too big or too small, we'll have a size to fit you. So check out heroestalk.spreadshirt.com and cover yourself with us.
The DJ New Style Show.
And now, DJ New Style discovers...
Auto-tune.
Yeah.
car.
Kneeling outside your first floor bedroom window, looking at you when I'm jacking off, even jeers where your mom's plants grow. You're so lovely, wish I could tell you. Wish I could break the window and climb inside, get real close and smell you. Jizzing where you might have touched, I'm leaving jizz where you might have been. I jizzed on your favorite pillow once, with the hopes of jizzing on your friend by proxy. Jizzed on your hairbrush, I came in your makeup. I shot a load on your breakfast once, when you woke up and laid you sleepy. Hey, I love you, I love you. Don't look through your window curtains. Okay, I love you. Love watching you. Love breaking in. Love rooting around through your underwear drawer like you wouldn't suspect a damn thing. I love you. Love you. Yes, touch there. I love you. Yes, I juiced right there, retouch. I love you. You got my motherfucking juice on your fingers. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Lucky you, you're listening to the DJ Newstyle Show, dick.
Welcome back to the DJ Newstyle Show, exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com. The thing you do with your ears, and the place to be. Oh yeah. Cough medicine. I hope you had a nice break, Frank. I know I did not. What's going on?
How you doing?
How you doing? You okay? You doing good?
Yeah.
What are you checking? What are you checking, emails?
I don't know. You know, does this bother you? When you send somebody an email or when you receive an email, doesn't it bother you when they don't give a greeting at the beginning? When they just start off with what they want? I'm highly offended if somebody does not start the email.
Give me a very quick, rough example of how that would work. Just any from anybody about anything. Go ahead. Give me a quick example. You're the person emailing me.
Please provide the status of this this issue.
Oh yeah, you know what? That does bother me. Because right off the bat, you're telling me I have to do something for you. You're saying please, but you want it done anyway. That's the thing. And that's irritating. You can at least greet me and fucking soften the blow of having to provide some fucking spreadsheet or presentation or some other bullshit that you could do if you weren't pretending to be so fucking busy. Yeah, it fucking irritates me. Does that happen a lot to you? You get a lot of emails with no greetings?
Yeah, I want to, you know, some people will put a generic, you know, hello, you know, I could even deal with that, or good afternoon. You know, even if they don't put my name on there, I'm okay with it. You know, I prefer the hey Frank, hi Frank, you know, whatever. I'm just highly offended, and it's so cold when people do not put a greeting beforehand. I know this is, you know, we're in a world where everybody's rushing and we don't have time for salutations and things of that nature. But, you know, I think it's called for in those situations. I also get pissed off.
Well, wait, hold on. About the nicety of the email, the greeting and all that? Before my former boss left the job, he had the task of sending a report to somebody, a financial report to somebody. And he was always very nice. Hello, hello, all this stuff. And like every time he sent it was once a month, he'd write a fucking poem and send it with it. He would literally write a poem saying like, here's the feed for the financials or whatever like that. And it would fucking rhyme like fucking 12 lines and it'd be like love and then so and so. And it was, and then I have to get this task now. So the first time I have to send it, I'm thinking, do I need to write a fucking poem? Do I need to write this? I didn't even put a greeting. I don't write the greetings, but I expect them. In this case, I just wrote, attached is the report, email if problems. That's it. No signature, no greeting. Because I needed to diffuse it right away. They're used to getting fucking couplets, fucking limericks and lyrics every fucking month. I needed to kind of clip that off.
Yeah.
I'm not bullshit. He literally wrote a fucking sonnet or some shit. Like a poem was the message. Fucking irritating. So people go overboard with it.
I'm not into the poems per se. But you know, if now say I give that person a status, okay, say I give it, okay, this, the status of this is as follows, and then send it to them.
Yeah.
I expect an acknowledgement that they, that person received my email, a thank you perhaps, or okay, great.
Now you're getting out of hand.
Excuse me.
You're out of hand.
No.
You want another email coming to you?
What I do many times is I have what's called a return receipt, which is they're required to press a button to conclude that they received the email.
Nobody does that.
Oh yes, I do.
No. I mean, nobody clicks okay. Anytime I see that out of spite, I click no because
are
I know
you
the people. Yes, people are trying to keep tabs on me. Fuck you. Because what if I don't check my email for a week?
Let me tell you something.
What if I don't check my email for a week at work? And I send a receipt, and they're like, oh my god, I sent this like last week, and he's just getting to it now? Fuck you. Hit no every time. Every time. Jesus.
You got a lot of fucking nerve.
I do? You know what? I get my shit done. I don't need some fucking micromanager like you expecting a thank you.
Excuse me?
Every time you email somebody something, you want them to say thank you?
Let me tell you what I did. I had to send an email to this person, okay? And I sent the email with a return receipt. Okay. Now, as soon as I sent the email, about an hour later, I get the return receipt that this person did indeed read the mail. Okay. So I know this person read it.
Okay.
A week went by, and this person did not respond to my message.
What was your message?
Okay.
So they didn't respond after a week.
Right. I had requested some information. That person didn't respond. I knew they got the message because I got the return receipt. I got the acknowledgement that they read the message. You understand what I'm saying?
See, it's a double-edged sword, Frank. People are lazy.
Now, this bitch, a week, and she didn't return my email, okay? So I said to this bitch, I sent her another email. I says, please let me know. I said, Ms. So-and-so, please let me know if you will be responding to the email message, see below, that I sent to you last Friday. I received a confirmation that you had read it, but I did not receive a reply. If you do not plan on sending a response, please let me know as soon as possible.
You asshole.
That's right.
You are an asshole.
Right. I'm beating her at her own game, boy.
You're beating...
I'm going to stick it to her, because what I'm saying to her is as follows. If you're not going to respond, then tell me.
You're saying if you're not going to respond to me, respond to me.
Yes.
You're never going to get a response, number one, because if I saw that shit, I obviously read your email, didn't deem it worthy of responding to you, and now I have to read another email in relation to the message I thought was terrible and not worth my time. So now I have another one blocking my time, and you want me to respond to both of them. You need to get a grip, Frank. Sometimes you're just ignored. Sometimes you're just ignored. But the thing is, you need to stop using the request receipt or whatever that is. You need to stop using it.
The request receipt is made for that purpose. Everybody needs to use a request receipt.
No, you need to not use that.
Then why
the reason is because
Bill Gates invented then.
Bill Gates didn't invent email or that.
He invented Microsoft, and it's on Microsoft.
It's part of the email protocol, Frank. But anyway, the thing is, Frank, you are now able to find out when you're being slighted, and you're shifting your attention and focus from, okay, I have other things to work on, to this bitch didn't give me my fucking email. She didn't fucking respond, and I know she read it. That's where your attention is, whereas you could have been moving on to things where you would get a response. So you need to stop using the request receipt or whatever that is. Stop using it. That's why I do everybody the favor of clicking no, so they never get one from me. Fuck you.
Aren't you
anytime
you
that comes up, it goes,
somebody, Say you're sending somebody an important email. Don't you want to make sure that this person got it so they don't come back to you a week later and say, hey, where's that email? You have proof. You saved that return receipt. You have proof. You put it in your draft folder.
Here's the deal. Here is the deal. If it's something important, I'm gonna get back to them. Work related, something important, I'm gonna come back to them with what they need. Right? So I don't think they necessarily need to know just when the fuck I'm getting around to doing it. So I don't do that. But people use this fucking thing so they know exactly when things were read and what was read, and they use it on non-essential emails. They use it on like, oh, okay, Joan's birthday is on the 15th. So-and-so would like a request receipt. Would you like to send one now? No. I don't give a fuck about her birthday. And I don't give a fuck about letting this person know that I fucking am aware of this person's birthday now.
Why are you so hung up on people knowing when you read something and when you didn't read something? Are you that mysterious that people can't know when you're reading an email and when you're not reading an email?
You know what? Maybe it is a little bit of that. But the thing that I know in my heart, the people that use this feature of email, the people that use this fucking request, a receipt notice or whatever, they're the people that will have their day ruined if they don't get one. And so I think subconsciously, I want to ruin somebody's day by hitting no. And they're like, huh, I sent 8 out, I only got 7 back. What? So they send another email.
In your lifetime, have you ever utilized a return receipt yourself? Be honest.
Never.
You're a fucking liar.
Why would I want to? If I'm asking... I'm assuming, Frank, that you're only going to use it on stuff where you're asking questions, right? Yes or no?
If I'm sending something of importance, if I'm sending a finished work product, and I'm emailing it to somebody, I want to make sure that these people received it. So they don't come back to me 2 days later or something, hey, you said you were going to send this, and you didn't send it. Well, yes, I did. In my draft folders, I have a return receipt of you acknowledging it. You're acting like I'm talking some foreign language of some sort.
The thing is, Frank, you know what? The finished product that they're paying for, it's out. You didn't get it? You should have fucking called me. That's it. Oh, you didn't get it? Oh, funny. It says sent, motherfucker. It says sent. I don't need to see, oh, well, it was sent here, and I saw that you read it here. What do you want? You want to get people so bad. That's the thing. You want to fucking just burn it into these people's faces that you know you got it. But I just couldn't give less of a fuck. I couldn't. I truly couldn't. If I send something off to you, and then you don't get it, check your fucking spam folder, motherfucker, and get back to me.
Won't it piss you off if they say to you, but you never sent it, and you know you did send it? Wouldn't that piss you off?
You know what I do? I reply with the message I sent, attached. Big deal.
You know what? You could do that, but you could also just type that in at that moment and pretend like you really did it, even though you didn't. Even though it has a time on there, you could put the time in yourself.
No. I put it on as an attachment, a file. You really could, but you normally don't fuck with those. You know? So you attach the email as a file. And you say, oh, that's funny, I didn't send it. This one says sent fucking 4:30 yesterday. So maybe you didn't get it on your end, but here it is. And I'll stick it to them that way. I don't need to keep tabs on every fucking message I send. It just takes too much time.
Well, I guess you're not, you know, your stuff isn't that important, I suppose.
Yeah, well, I mean, to you, maybe it is. But to me, it's just another thing off my fucking list of things to do. And I don't ever want, once I'm done with something, I don't want to see it again. The worst is when, oh, okay, you did it this way, but you need to do it this way.
Do you save emails?
I do. Yeah, I do.
What is your criteria for saving an email?
I save every email.
From work, you mean?
From work,
you don't save personal emails.
I obviously don't save the ones from Filipino people trying to send me dick pills either. I delete those, but anything that has to do with business, yes, I save it.
For indefinitely?
Yeah.
I see.
What do you delete stuff when?
after a month or so, I have about 500 in there, and I'll just delete them all at one time. Now, how you delete is what you do is you
Now here's the deal. Someone goes, yeah, remember that email? You did work for me a few years back, and you...
No, if it's something that I think is going to come back to bite me, I'll put it in my draft folders. But what you do is, in order to highlight them all at the same time, you hit Control A, and it'll highlight all the emails, and you can delete them at the same time.
That's a pro Windows tip for you people out there with Microsoft operating system.
Woo-hoo!
Yes,
Shimon.
Yes, pro tips. Oh my God! But you have a whole protocol for this though, for writing emails and responding.
I do.
Well, and can I hear a little bit of this? Because honestly, me, I want to get done as quick as possible. I don't want to turn email into a fucking chat. That's the one thing. Be as concise as possible. Get it all out there, and then that's it.
See, the problem with me is sometimes it's hard for me to convey myself in email because it's hard to when you talk to somebody, you're able to control your tone and control your manner, your demeanor, and your speech and your attitude. It's hard to do that when you're sending somebody an email because many times you can come across as being sarcastic when that was not your intention. Are you aware? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I'm fully aware of that. The thing is, I mean, the written word is something you have to manage, Frank. You don't like using it. You prefer to talk to the people.
And the thing is, sometimes, like, if I provide some, say somebody asks me for something and I provide to them, okay?
Yeah.
Then they come back and they say thank you. Now, I don't know if I respond and if I say you're welcome, I don't know if it sounds like I'm being sarcastic. By me saying, it makes, because how do you know whether you, how do they interpret it whether you're saying you're welcome or you're welcome? You know?
Here's the deal. When you send an email, it's either to request or inform, okay? If someone wants to go the extra mile and say thank you, it's done. It's fucking done.
But actually,
the exchange was done with you sending the answer to that person's request.
Is it my protocol now to say you're welcome?
No, that is the fucking, that's a wasted email.
Because I'm afraid that if I do say you're welcome, it's going to come off like I'm being sarcastic. These are things that I go through every day. I sit at my desk for 45 minutes one time deciding whether or not I should say you're welcome.
We have a person
I've called people whether I should say you're welcome. I've called, I think I even called you one time. I said, should I say you're welcome?
And I said, no, you shouldn't. They said thank you. That means they're done with that right now.
But maybe they're expecting a you're welcome.
They're done with you. When they say thank you, or what somebody at my office does, they type T-Y. Oh, that fucking burns me. That fucking burns me. When they type T-Y.
I'm okay with that.
It irritates the shit out of me. You couldn't type thank you. You wanted to be the person to put the effort out to fucking say thank you. Needlessly, now you're gonna fucking put TY.
And you know what I put? I put TVY. You know what that is, don't you?
Yeah, but why don't you tell the people out there who didn't know the Control A trick? This is a pro chat tip.
If you want to delete, let me tell you something. If you want to delete a whole bunch of emails at one time, you click alternate A. And then you will highlight all the emails at one time. Then you hit delete, and it takes them all at one time, rather than having
it was Control A before, but now it's alternate A.
I apologize.
Microsoft Windows
Control
pro tips.
A.
Pro tips on the DJ Newstyle Show.
You know what? Let's take a dip in the Strawberry River.
Where did you fucking hear that?
Doesn't matter.
No, I'm impressed. Oh, I know where that's from. I know where you got it. I know where it's from. Let's take a trip in the Strawberry River. You already
are. That's Tenacious D.
You already are, Germ Freak. Oh my God. So you say TYVM?
No. TVY.
Which means, and I know what it means.
You're very welcome. UVW. You're very welcome.
Wait. You say what? You're very welcome? That's your response?
No. I'm sad. Sorry. No, somebody will. I forget.
Oh, my
Listen
God.
To me.
This is
it sarcastic to say you're welcome?
Yes, it is. It absolutely is.
Oh, I knew it.
How many did you send out?
48.
Oh, my God. You sent 48 you're welcomes? Did you overlap any? Did you send more than one you're welcome to the same person?
Only three times.
That is fucking sarcastic. That is an annoyance. To get three fucking you're welcomes when they could have been handled in one.
Do you use punctuation in your greetings? Do you ever say to somebody hello, exclamation point?
No. Never. You can't be that fucking sunny when you're working. You just fucking can't.
How do you end your emails? What is your end greeting? Is it thank you or so long or
sincerely? Let me tell you something. Depending on the amount of work I'm going to have to do, they might not even get one. They might not even get... I might not even put a fucking signature on that thing. Fuck them. If they're like, okay, yeah, I'll get back to you in a week. And that's it. Fuck you.
Do you use the spell check before you send emails?
Never. Because I'm confident in my spelling. I know I'm spelling things right.
Oh, shut up. You got to check the grammar and the spell check. I have to. Otherwise,
I'm not drafting the fucking Declaration of Independence. I'm asking someone why they need a fucking spreadsheet from me. It's not that fucking hard. If I was going to deliver this as a speech at a fucking funeral, then maybe I would check out the grammar.
Do you use colored fonts in your emails?
Never.
Do you use backgrounds other than white in your emails?
Hold on. Do you do either of those?
Never.
I lose respect for people that do.
Do you have that parchment background that some people utilize?
No, but if you're a man and you do that...
Gay.
Completely.
So
you know what?
Fucking gay.
Don't even need to. And if you send me one fucking... we have the day off with an animated fucking Santa Claus or Uncle Sam or some shit like that, you send me one of those fucking things, I'm blocking you. I don't care if you own the company. Those are the worst. And Angry Missy here from The What Show, thewhatshow.com, she says, Comic Sans MS font. Comic Sans. We had a developer that must not have thought that there were other fonts. Every fucking thing in this program he made, Comic Sans. The box where you type notes, the okay cancel buttons, the fucking title and the form, Comic fucking Sans. And I said, why do you use that? He goes, I just like to keep it jovial. You motherfucker! You are ruining life! Nobody can fucking... Number one, you physically cannot look at Comic Sans font and become jovial. It's fucking impossible.
What is your favorite font?
Helvetica.
I prefer Verdana.
Nine point. Wow, you must want to get a lot of shit on that fucking email. Jesus Christ.
What point do you utilize?
I don't know. I don't fucking know. Whatever I can see. Whatever I can see. Angry Missy likes Verdana.
I use Verdana. That's my favorite. I use it for everything.
So what, other people can't use it? They can't like it?
I used it before most people were utilizing
it. Oh, come on. Why is this your pattern for everything? Everything that you use or do.
Most people use Times New Roman or Courier New or Arial Narrow.
No, you only use Courier New when you have nothing to say about a topic that you have to write a paper about. It's the only time to use Courier New. Unless you're a graphic artist or something like that, and you have to use all different fonts or whatever. Times New Roman is atrocious. It's garbage. Nobody uses it. Nobody. But you apparently invented Verdana.
I didn't invent it. I brought it to the forefront.
I use Verdana and Cal. That's my favorite font. It was created by a West Coast designer. Verdana and Cal. Bold. MT.
Didn't he used to be the host of his own radio show, too?
I think so. Something like that.
Oh, well. I'm glad we got that cleared up.
Well, did we clear it all up?
I hope so.
Okay. I mean, that's your email protocol. This is what you do all day. You answer and reply to emails.
I have a hard time. You know, phone call communication nowadays is sort of outdated, would you say?
There's no record of it.
Okay.
Everybody likes to be able to stick that fucking copy and paste in your face when you say, oh, well, you said here. By the way, that's Control V. Pro tip from the DJ Newstyle Show.
Sometimes I want to call people on the phone to convey to them my message. Sometimes,
hold on. You say that right now to convey your message.
Yes.
Are you the person that calls up and says, hey, I sent you an email? But, and then you fucking read the email to them?
Absolutely.
Why? They're going to get it. They're going to fucking get it.
I don't necessarily read the email to them. What I will say
motherfucker, that is the most annoying thing.
What I will say is I will call them up and they'll say hello. And I say, yeah, how you doing? I just sent you an email, but in case you didn't get that, let me tell you now. That's what I do.
That is so fucking obsessive.
Let me tell you why I prefer to talk to them on the phone, because I'll know right then and there if what I'm saying has been taken the wrong way or not. I don't have to sit there and contemplate it with an email. Have you ever accidentally sent an email to somebody and you didn't want to send it to that person?
Yeah, but I generally don't send risque stuff. Like
I'm not even talking about that. Say you had, you know, I'm not talking about that kind of stuff. I'm just saying, say you didn't feel that you got your point across the first, and so you wanted to revise it, but you sent it anyway. Didn't it come like that?
I mean, yeah, I've sent it to somebody on accident.
Jesus Christ.
I'm sick. I'm afflicted, Frank. Pray for me.
All right. You know what? I think we've won it. You know, there's something. Are we done with this particular? Because there's something I really want to get off my chest.
I had that feeling all day. I kind of felt that you wanted to get something off your chest.
Are you familiar with something called Hear Us Talk Forum?
Yes.
Are you familiar with that? This is what's called a bulletin board, where you can write things and text things and people can respond to you.
Yeah.
I was perusing it last week and I saw something in there, written by new DJ Newstyle himself.
Oh.
Very very nonchalant, fucking something that was written there, and I read and it said. Hear Us Talk would like to welcome the What Show to their network. Something like that. Okay? I read that. You know what I said to myself after I read that? How dare you? How dare you?
How dare I put them on, Frank? They're a good show. I don't understand why you're against them.
How dare you not give them the proper protocol, the proper introduction, the proper fanfare, celebration, and streamers? The What Show is now part of the Hear Us Talk Radio Network experience, and you just simply nonchalantly put it in a fucking bulletin board? How dare you?
It's my fault, Frank. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You give them the proper accolades that they deserve.
The What Show is a part of Hear Us Talk! The What Show is a part of Hear Us Talk!
Where do you get off, Where do you get off?
Son of a bitch! The What Show's a part of Hear Us Talk dot motherfucking com!
It's sweeping the nation! They have stars of stage! Not only stage, but screen too! Are you aware of that?
Yes! Fully aware of both aspects!
Hey, let me tell you a little bit about the people in that show, okay? It's a four-person show. A husband and wife, two couples, airing out pretty much their dirty laundry for the whole world to hear. Okay, you have a woman by the name of Solera, who is a very street smart individual. Yet she's very educated. She comes from the Republic of Dominica, and she was born in a poor family and raised up and went to a private all girls school. And made something of herself on scholarship.
Are you
her husband.
Are you reading the What Show Wikipedia article?
No, I'm not. Please let me finish my accolades.
Okay,
I'll
sorry.
Give them the proper respect that they deserve, because Lord knows you ain't going to do it.
I'm sorry.
You have somebody by the name of Irish Alcoholic, who
That's
at
not
one
his name.
Time was a master waiter at Fridays, and he even did a waiting when he had a broken leg one time. And he contributes the one-liners to the show. And sometimes he sleeps on air, but that's another story.
Once.
Now you have a woman who calls herself Angry Missy. She is the part of the show that keeps everything in uniform. She may come off as being you don't know if she's likes you or not, but I think that's just because she's a little standoffish until you get to know her.
She has also had a musical career. She's had a history as a graffito tagger, and she has coined the term smushy dick.
And in addition, both of us share a love for good humor ice cream pops. The chocolate eclair, strawberry shortcake, and toasted almond. Now, rounding it all up is what I like to call the anchor, okay? This is the anchor. This is the man who is the glue As cliche as that sounds, he's the glue of the What Show, okay? His name is Jeffrey Shane. Some people call him FM Jeff. This is what you call a man's man, okay? This guy doesn't fool around. He taught me. Shut up! I'm giving proper protocol! Jeffrey Shane is without a doubt the brains behind the operation of this particular. I think he's the founder as well.
I believe so.
He brings his equipment and he utilizes his microphones and whatnot. But most importantly, it was Jeffrey who a few months ago took me under his wing and taught me how to drink like a real man.
And
he was the first.
And
you also
spent all his money and didn't pay him back. That's true. Okay, continue.
Now, what Jeff did that night is he was the first individual in my 38 years at the time to get me drunk. And I thank him for that. I thank him for breaking my cherry.
And joining us on the DJ Newstyle Show, the very man who broke your cherry, Foundry Music Jeff. Jeff, how are you?
Thank you very, very much. This is an honor on behalf of the What Show. I graciously accept the position as well as the cash bonus.
Yes.
That comes with the signing of the contract.
Frank,
I haven't received my check.
I didn't tell you that, Frank.
When I ask if both of you could
just hold off, there's one more person I would on the What Show that I would like to introduce before we celebrate. Okay,
was that Milton or Clifford or Ted or Jose?
Oh, that's
the person who calls in and says that they're not as good as the DJ New Style Show.
That individual. Let me finish. This is not fun and games, my friends. Okay, this is serious stuff. Okay, the What Show has a producer who is bar none, without a doubt, a number one, top of the heap, and king of the hill. His name is none other than Sheepy Sheeper. Sheepy. Sheepness.
Sheepness?
He is the producer of the What Show. He takes it seriously. He's there every single Friday night because it's broadcast 9:30 to 12:30.
Not every Friday night. Sometimes,
doesn't matter.
Sometimes he makes time with a young lady. That's okay.
Okay. And I want to also welcome him as well. His real name is Joseph, and I want to welcome him too. He's a very nice guy.
Now,
and I want to welcome you all. It's time for celebration, Ken.
You sure about that?
Absolutely.
It's been celebration time.
This could be the first time when a host of a radio show introduces another by finishing up with the executive producer of the show.
Frank, I had promised Jeff a cash bonus, and I said you were good for it. After all, you owe him money.
I'll tell you what, the cash bonus was $36, which equals the amount of money I owe you, so let's just call it even.
Jeff,
a mouth hero, motherfucker! Do not test me!
It also occurs to me, Frank, that we should probably hang out more. Because the only story you have is that one where I got you drunk months ago.
The only what?
The only story you two share is a 30-minute romp, alcoholic romp about 7 or 8 months ago.
I'll never forget it, Jeff.
He won't.
Until clearly you haven't, because it is really hard to forget our one time together.
Yeah, he won't.
I'm trying to bring it all together, fella.
He won't forget the drinking and the good times, but he will forget the payback. That's the thing.
What payback? What are you talking about? I bought rounds too. First of all, Jeff is loaded, okay? Him and his wife.
Not anymore.
Listen to me. Him and his wife make in the high six figures a year. I'm not going to say exactly what they make, okay? They're just two people.
In the high six figures, so they make $700,000 a year.
Somewhere around there, okay? Now, this guy, he owns his own company. His wife is a high-ranking executive on Wall Street. And they make a shitload of money. They could afford a few rounds of drinks. All right, let's just put it that way.
She is a high-ranking executive. And they do make upwards of just under $1 million, let's say. Let's say $950,000 a year.
It's funny, you know, if you say own your own company like that means anything anymore. Back maybe in the 50s, if you said you owned your own company, people thought you were a well-to-do kind of guy. You're really looking, you can walk into the local municipal town hall and buy your own business license for $50.
It's not a big deal. A homeless man with a blanket, a cup, and a sign technically owns his own business.
Yeah.
I mean, really, it's not that impressive of a thing. Frank, you own your own business, correct?
Perhaps.
Just to say. But
what is the name and address of that business?
We're not going to comment on that. What show, Jeff? When are you going to lose the FM and become What Show, Jeff?
It's hard to say. It's quite cumbersome.
It is.
Pretty wordy.
It is. And you know what? There's a history there, isn't there? There's a history with the FM, Jeff. The Foundry Music, Jeff.
I've actually heard Jeff sometimes refer to his own wife as Angry Missy.
Really?
Now, this is wife.
It is my nom de plume.
I didn't hear that. I'm sorry, Jeff.
It's my nom de plume.
Okay. Fantastic. It is your moniker. It is your calling card. It is the thing that people know you by. Well, I want to welcome you to the What Show. And by the way, when votes were cast, I typed, you know, they really seem like they're past the stage of wanting to quit the show every time the show's done. Except for the last episode.
I don't think we could ever be past that stage.
Except for the last episode where your wife distinctly said, I don't know if I ever want to do this again. Which was amazing.
Jeff,
By the way, I believe we're not the only ones to officially be accepted into the fold, according to the new Here's Talk website I previewed the other day.
What?
I don't know if that's an official capacity or not. Another program?
The Awful Hour?
Yeah.
They have been on... Jeff! What are you... Were you fucking frozen in carbonite?
I thought they were... No, because they never made it to the site, and I just thought they were, you know...
Yeah. They were on... let's just say they were on, and they still are on, and I never changed the site. How about that? I designed the site once a year ago and didn't revisit it.
Well, that explains that.
Yes.
Well, I mean, not only that, but they also have not had a new show in 6 months, so...
It's been under a month. Stop.
Okay, I apologize. But they're good people, and they have it's not live, but it doesn't matter because it's like you're there anyway. It's a great show. But Jeff, will you accept the apology? That I'm gonna apologize on behalf of DJ Newstyle for the welcome he gave you. I want to apologize for that, and I hope that you will put that past, and it won't be a reflection on the fun we will and enjoyment we will have together.
Well, I mean, I always thought you had an apology from you, Frank.
Excuse me?
Well, referring to your earlier conversation where you get upset when people send you emails without, opening salutations.
Yes.
Or whatever it is, greetings. Yes. You IM me all the time like
that. Well, you know what? PMs, I think, are different because you're it's usually when you're PMing somebody, you're already talking to them. You know, it's not like it's not as formal. I apologize if I didn't do that.
I'll be on Catwalk and ask, what room are you in?
Yeah.
No, hello. What room are you in?
Room
are
you in?
Woohoo! Jeff, that's bygones be bygones. Listen to me, Jeff. I wish you all the best.
Jeff.
Hold on. I do believe my wife wants to thank you as well. Hold on.
Thanks.
Awesome.
All right. Very original. Very, you know, very heartfelt and to the point. I like that.
I mean, that's what high-powered executives do, Frank. They're on the move.
Yeah, let me tell you something about Angry Missy. Listen, Angry Missy was born with a silver spoon in her mouth. We all know that, okay? Nah, I'm only kidding. She comes from meager beginnings. And she
I don't get the biography you're doing right now.
It doesn't because it makes him feel good. She comes.
It makes
from,
him feel good.
Please let me finish. Let me give her the accolade she deserves.
Okay.
And this is no secret. She said this on the show. I'm not revealing anything out of the ordinary. But she's come from meager beginnings. She's come from hard times. But yet she educated herself, pulled herself up, and she's got a great job, and she's a well respected. Boss at her job that she works on Wall Street and she's an executive of. So she right. is.
She works out of her house. She's an assistant.
Way to go. Way to nail that one down, Frank.
Okay. Anyway, so what else were we saying now?
Well, you were giving us a quick rundown of their lives.
Well, not our lives. Someone's life.
Well, yeah. I was hoping you'd continue and go through all of you. I don't believe he said anything of Sheepy or the mysterious caller who always calls and always praises me.
Well, I like Sheepy a lot.
My wife is an executive on Wall Street, but okay.
Yeah, I mean, I love to hear the fictitious lies.
Sheepy, he works. He's a survey taker. He works for the National Survey Institute.
Why do I feel like I'm paying you money for you to hand me a fucking manila folder in an alley? like I'm telling you to track people down. That's exactly the summary that we're getting.
It's our FBI dossiers.
Dossier.
Well, listen, I want to
cut it short, Frank, and keep it crisp, short. Because truly, truly, Frank, it is time to celebrate with them. It was a good time tonight. It's all right. Okay? By the way, I had been playing it. You just didn't hear it. The What Show, they're on Friday nights, 9:30 to 12:30 in the AM on Woo-hoo! Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com. Jeff, in order to be a part of hearustalk.com, you must say the slogan.
The thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Now say it while jerking off. We all had to do it. And I was the first one. I invented the rule.
Amazing. I love it.
All right. Thank you very much, Jeff. You can catch Jeff, Missy, Pat, and Aurelis, and even Sheepy. Friday nights, 9:30 to 12:30, hearustalk.com. Thank you for calling in, Jeff. Party going on right here. My throat is fucking amazing right now. You know why? Because of the What Show. Frank, I want to thank you for that little tribute that you did for them. That was very nice.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, well, why don't we take a quick break here? It's the DJ Newstyle Show, part of the Hear Us Talk Radio Network. HearUsTalk.com, DJNewstyleShow.com. What you want? We'll be right back. Was that awful, Frank?
Terrible.
Okay.
The DJ Newstyle Show will be right back. I'm DJ Newstyle, but let's stop for a second. Just call me Ken. We're gonna be friends here, okay? Online e-pals. We'll do what online friends do. We'll post messages to each other. We'll create threads together. Post images, play games. I mean, where else could we do that? Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, Tumblr? No, none of those places. We'll do it on a message board on HearUsTalk.com. Create your little account, make your little name, and meet me there. All you have to do is go to RadioBronzeFans.com. I'll see you there. Thank you. The DJ Newstyle Show.
Next up, it's Germ Freak Radio! That's gay. That's so fucking corny. I'm embarrassed I even said that. All right, calm down. Okay. Okay, ladies and... What's that? Oh, I really don't have much to say about this particular... All right. I really don't have much to say about the next song from the 1987 album This Year's Model. However, all I can say is that it references masturbation. That's that. I don't want to chitter chat. It's Elvis Costello with Pump It Up.
There was a bit of a clip there. It clipped out.
What does that mean, clip? What kind of? What does that? What's clip mean?
It means it. It fucked up. It clipped out a little bit. We missed some of your audio.
All right. Let me know when you're ready.
Don't fuck this one up. Seriously. Go.
This next song. See. You know what? By you doing that, you made me nervous. I don't have much to say about this song. There's not much to say about the next song from the 1980... I don't have much... You're an ass. I did these fucking perfectly the first time. Because of your fucking mistake, I gotta fucking do it over. Okay. I don't have much to say about the next song. However, all I can...
I don't have much to say about the next song from 1978 on the album. There's not much to say about the next song other than there are. There's not much to say about the next song other than references of. You're an asshole. You're a fucking asshole for making me do this over. Maybe if you fucking press the button the correct way, I wouldn't have to fucking do this over. Jackass. See? You fuck, I could have did the right... Okay. There's not much to say about the next song. Okay, there's not much to say about this next song other than there are references... Alright. I'm losing it. I gotta take it slow. I'm getting nervous. Calm down. There's not much to say about the new song other than that there are... You're an asshole. You're a fucking twat. Okay, there's not much to say about the next song. There's not much to say about this next song other than the fact that there are references to masturbation in it. From the 1978 album, This Year's Model. That's that. I don't want to chitter chat. It's Elvis Costello with Pump It Up.
DJ New Style Show.
And
Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. Why don't you go ahead and go to DJNewStyleShow.com? DJNewStyleShow.com, you say? Yes! That's where you can download episodes, subscribe to our podcast, hear some sample clips, look at a countdown of when Frank's going to be 40 years old. Or 40 years young, depending on who you believe. Frank, how are you? Are you okay? Are you fit? Are you well?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
You're almost 40, just want to let you know. Certain acts you shouldn't be engaging in. You know, you got to watch your heart. But more importantly, right now, Frank, I want to do something really quick. I want to give a nod to Seinfeld, the Festivus episode. Very quickly. And I want to begin. Okay, are you with me? Are you with me, Frank?
I hear
you. You sure?
I know it. Yep.
I don't think you are.
Oh, I'm here.
I don't think you are. Oh, I need you to know that. I need to know that you're with me on this.
I'm with you on this.
I need to begin the airing of the grievances. I have something that's really fucking irritating me, Frank. One thing.
What's that?
We each have one thing. Agreed?
Absolutely.
If you get pulled over, okay?
Yes.
You get pulled over by a policeman, you may or may not have done something wrong.
Correct.
I don't need you acting confident, okay? You're in your car. You are about. You're at the mercy of the law right now. Wipe that fucking stale, non-smile, non-frown off your fucking face and just be worried. When you get pulled over by a cop, be worried. Be fearful of what's going to happen to you because I need to look at your fucking face and feel better about myself.
Wait a second. You're one of those fucks that have to stare at people who are pulled over in a car?
I need to. It's a pick-me-up to see some fucking bitch who was bobbing her head to some fucking T-Pain CD or fucking Jamie Foxx's terrible attempts at music in her fucking Dodge Neon or some piece of shit, unaware that there's a cop following her. She gets pulled over, and I need to see that fucking look of, am I going to get a ticket? I need to see that. That makes me feel so good inside because I didn't get pulled over yet.
Shame on you.
Shame on me, why?
Because I've been in that position numerous times, okay? I've been the person in the car who's been embarrassed for being pulled over, okay? I know where they're coming from, okay? I never, ever, ever look at the face of somebody who was pulled over by a police officer. Never.
Always do. I need to.
How dare you?
And you know what? It's better at night because they're illuminated by their fucking dome light being on.
First of all, you're contributing to traffic, number one, by rubbernecking. Are you aware of that?
I'm very attentive to the rubbernecking. I don't do it. I get a quick glimpse, and that's all I need to see.
Remember,
2 seconds, I'm looking at this person. I need to see misery, fear, something like that. Something negative. Something like, oh, I shouldn't have done that. I wish I wasn't listening to Asher Roth CDs and going 80 miles an hour in a residential zone.
Do you remember a few months ago when you were pulled over because you were dumping
piss?
Cups of piss
but
out
I,
of your
you know
fucking
what?
Window?
Here's
you
the difference.
Fuck?
Here's the I was already pulled over. They didn't pull me over. I pulled myself over to piss into a cup and pour it out. So what you got now? And you know what? I was confident as could be. Because you know what? I'm selfish. If I get pulled over, I'm going to try and stay as stone-faced as possible. Because I know there's fucks out there like me that want to stare at my face, want to read my insecurity with the fact that I might be having to pay a fine or I might earn points on my license or whatever.
Well,
and they'll feed off of that. But you know what? I feed off of that. So I'm telling you, if you're going to fucking pretend to be confident, at least do me a solid. You see me drive by. Look a little bit like you're shitting in your pants. Just
what
for me.
What kind of reaction should somebody have when they're being pulled over? Should they look in their rearview mirror wondering whether the cops should come back and give a ticket or not?
Yes! They absolutely should. What they should be doing is they should be fumbling through something, a wallet, a man purse or a pocketbook, what have you, fumbling, like, oh, I think I have my registration here, or staring outside of the driver's side window, wondering, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Tell me if this is sarcastic or not.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
Tell me if this is sarcastic. I've been pulled over numerous times, okay? Is it sarcastic for me to have my license, registration, insurance card already at the window for when
no,
it gets there?
That's what you should be doing. That's the right thing to do. Because the people that get tased, the people that get shot, beaten, and all the other stuff by the cops are assholes. They're people that didn't have the common decency of making the cop a little bit at ease. If the cop fears for his life, thinks you're going to go reach under the fucking seat for a knife or a gun or something like that, he's gonna be on guard.
Are you at all curious, just at all curious to know what it's like, feels like to be tased? Are you at all curious?
Yeah, I am. Would I ever do it? No. No. Curious, but not fucking brave. Let me tell you. Not that fucking brazen and ballsy to just say, yeah, dude, let's fucking tase each other. I'll leave that to Best in Show. I think that's going to be the next thing they fucking do. I guarantee you there will be a tasing on Best in Show within 2 years. But no, not me. I mean, I wonder, sure. I wonder a lot of things. I get pulled over by a cop. I wonder, like, if I fucking open this door and knock him out, I could get away, right? What is that going to do to me? Right? I mean, you think these things. You think these fucking crazy things you're never going to do. But, you know, you don't do them because you have some kind of a common sense. But that is my grievance that has been aired. Look a little bit fucked up, okay, when you get pulled over. Thank you. Frank, I'm sure that you've had a grievance. Let's go. Let's hear yours.
My grievances are those people, okay, who look down on me for enjoying a delicious snack.
Oh, no.
Of none other than chocolate chip cookie dough. I'm not talking about chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream. I'm talking about the real thing, baby.
Just dough?
I'm talking about Pillsbury tubes of chocolate chip cookie
the
dough.
Slight,
and
you
slicing it off and eating it, yeah.
You fucking eat slice and bake dough?
Yes, I do.
How fucking lazy? It takes 5 minutes to heat it up and have a delicious cookie.
It's like cold pizza and hot pizza, baby. There's two different taste sensations, and you should enjoy both.
You ever take one? You ever take the little dough slice and heat it until it becomes a cookie? It's fucking amazing. You ever try that? Or did you just fucking decide, I need a snack in 7 seconds, so let
Why
me tear off
so
a little lid?
Why are you so against chocolate chip cookie dough?
You know what? It's not done yet, okay? It's not fucking done yet. It's, sure, is it tasty? Yeah, it is. But it's even better when you cook it. I'm sick of you fucking lazy people claiming that ingredients are a fucking snack. It's not. Ingredients are not a fucking snack. You can't just go and eat a fucking raw steak and say, yeah, you know what? Had a really good steak last night. No, you need to cook that motherfucker. And even,
like I said,
go ahead, please.
Like I said before, it's comparable to hot and cold pizza. You like cold pizza, isn't that correct?
No, I do not.
You're a fucking liar.
I don't like cold pizza. I like tepid or warm pizza. Cold pizza is fucking, come on. It's
leftover cold pizza the next day, you won't eat it.
It looks like a fucking drought. There's all cracks. You pick it up. You can never microwave it. It's never the same.
So it's all congealed.
You have to eat it cold. And there's always the flecks of like rosemary, some fucking spice that seem to just be on the top, and they're extra crispy. They fucking get in my teeth. I don't like it. I don't fucking like it. So I don't like cold pizza, and I don't think people should be eating fucking cookie dough. I think, okay, fine. You want to put it in the ice cream? A little bit fucking crazy for me, right? Put it in some ice cream. Enjoy it, sure. But the minute you find yourself in the transition from a cookie dough ice cream enthusiast to guy who just opens up slice and bake and chews on it, there's a fucking problem. There's a problem. Take the fucking 10 minutes, whatever it is, and make the cookies. Why do you need to eat this?
It's something
I really twisted your grievance into one of my own. I'm sorry. Yeah. But do you encounter this a lot? You eat your little dough, and then people always come down on you for it.
I like dough, and you're not there to put it down. I'm happy with my grievance, and you're happy with your grievance. I've convinced you, and you've convinced me. No,
and by the way, White Ass Brent, your friend, by the way, he's your. What do you think of White Ass Brent?
Fuck White Ass Brent.
White House Brent. He says pizza is cooked. Frank isn't eating raw pizza. Your analogy is not working, according to White House Brent. So
I have no comment.
It's another gripe from him to you. He's on you. He's on you like.
Yeah, he's
like,
got a hard on for me. That
he's
White
on
House
you like cookie dough in your fucking mouth
fucking
at midnight.
Hard on for me, man.
I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is, Frank. It seems like you always find yourself in these fucking...
I'm in predicaments.
Weird predicaments.
Some people may call them...
No. I'm very curious of something that you kind of told me a little bit about, but you didn't let on. You didn't give me the full gist. And I believe you were out to dinner with your family.
Within 1 week. Now, you all know I'm turning 40 next year, okay?
Everybody.
Oh, my God. Yeah, next year. Yeah, I thought it was this year.
Everybody who goes to DJNewStyleShow.com can see the countdown.
But my
323-something days, I think.
Yes. But my lovely wife, some of you may have met her. Her name is Donna.
Yes.
She will be 40 within the week.
Is she as freaked out about it as you already are?
Well, she doesn't lead on that she's freaked out about it, so who knows?
Because she's normal.
Listen to me.
Continue.
I will have a 40-year-old wife within a week, okay?
How does that make you feel?
It's very strange because I remember when she was 15 and 16 years old.
Do you ever pretend that she's 15 and 16?
No, I do not. Okay. But listen to
me. I'm just curious because you have that knowledge.
So, we decided, we went out to dinner to an authentic Japanese steakhouse with the hibachi.
Okay.
Are you familiar with the hibachis?
Yes, I'm very familiar with these. They kind of do all kinds of little flips and fucking tricks and shit.
Yeah,
they entertain you. They entertain you.
It's a show. It's a dinner show. It's food and show at the same time. They take the spatulas, they flick it around, they make little volcanoes out of the fucking
onion. And then the Japanese guys will sometimes throw a shrimp.
Excuse me?
They'll throw a shrimp at you or something like that.
Excuse me?
What?
What did you say?
The Japanese guys will throw a shrimp at yourself or something. You throw it back in his hat or something. I don't know.
Well, unfortunately, listen, when you, this guy was white. Unfortunately, when you go to an authentic Japanese steakhouse...
Oh, man. Are you fucking kidding?
When you go to this is what aggravated me. When you go to an authentic Japanese steakhouse, you expect to get a Japanese cook, a Japanese... I had a white guy from Piscataway making my fucking... it was very, very... I was very put off by it.
Was he trying to put on some kind of an accent, at least, and just pretend maybe he's like a quarter?
No, he had a fucking Iron Maiden shirt on, for Christ's sake. Listen to me. It's not authentic when you have a white. It's not authentic when you have a white guy cooking your Japanese food. Okay, you need to have a Japanese man cooking your Japanese food. It doesn't. It's not authentic.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? But the thing is, that's kind of like a. It's not the same with all cuisines. Like you'll accept a tasty burrito from a white chef. Why is it that you need a Japanese guy? Is it because you're seeing him and he's doing all these magical moves that you think are from the fucking Far East, like Calgon or whatever?
You walk into this Japanese restaurant. You know, you got the umbrellas and all the Japanese decor and blah 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 blah, and you expect to have a Japanese person cooking your food. I was a little disappointed. Listen, the food was delicious. It was wonderful, but you want to have a Japanese guy.
Now let me ask you something, because we all know your tendencies and your fears and all that
stuff. Well, that's what I want. I'm going to pose something toward you.
Okay.
And I want to ask you how this restaurant made me nervous. Okay. I'm going to ask. First, let me pose the scenario to you.
Sure.
Okay. You're sitting. There's a hibachi in the middle, and you could be sitting with people that you don't know because they're like.
That's what I was going to ask.
Seats go around the hibachi, okay? So you could be sitting across from somebody that you do not know, okay?
Okay.
Now tell me how this will make me nervous, okay? Now let me just say this. The cook is using one spatula. How will this make me nervous?
Well, knowing you, the guy's got one spatula. It's touching food that he's going to be putting on someone's plate.
Well, not only that, but what happens is he has an extra long spatula so that he can reach each person's plate. So he'll put some food on somebody's plate. First he'll put like the rice, then the noodles or whatever. But after he puts the rice, people start eating the rice. After he puts the noodles, people start eating the noodles. So they're already digging into their food even before they get the meats and whatnot. Okay. So then what he does is after he gives people the rice and the noodles, and they start eating it. He then will put the steak and the seafood or what have you on the plate after they already touched it with their dirty fork. Do you understand what I'm saying?
So you're scared that you're going to get some kind of a weird disease.
I'm afraid I have hepatitis C.
Wait, because, listen, you're afraid you have it?
No, let me explain with you. What he's doing is he's taking the spatula and he's touching the food that somebody had already touched with their dirty fork.
Okay,
and then he's taking that spatula and putting it on somebody else's plate, and then eventually on my plate.
So you're saying that their saliva has been transferred to your plate.
Exactly!
And now you think you have hepatitis.
It's possible! That's how it spread. That's why there's a law in North Carolina.
So let me ask you something. Let me ask you something right now. You noticed all this, right? You were watching it unfurl in front of you. You saw him put the spatula in other people's plates. They were eating the rice. He put it back in there. And now you see it as contaminated. How could you possibly have the disease, a person with your fears? Because if you've seen it, I knew you would not eat that food. Why did you eat the fucking food if you're so scared and concerned you're going to get hepatitis?
Let me tell you what I did. I demanded my own spatula.
No, you didn't. Why did you ask? You bothered this poor white man who's trying to learn the ancient ways.
Let me give you the scenario. This is what happened. Thank God the only people who were at the table was my family. So thank God we didn't have to we didn't have to deal with that. But if you're sitting with people who are not related to you, like there were people at another table across from us who were like two sets of strangers. And the spatula was being transferred from one person to another, okay? And
I got news for you, Frank. They're not using a different spatula for each table at any
restaurant. Would you have thought of that?
How often do you eat at restaurants?
Every couple weeks.
Then every couple weeks, you're eating from food that's been on a spatula that's touched other people's stuff. Do you
not
understand
after
that?
Eating it. Not after they're already eating it.
This burger's a little too rare. Oh, right? Do you think they're taking a burger that they've bitten or cut or whatever? Let me tell you something. If they take a steak and somebody cuts into it and they send it back to the kitchen, are they going to use new spatula? No, they're going to take whatever they have, whatever they use to cook that one, to reheat this other one. So now it's even worse because they've fucking drooled on it.
Would that have ever entered your mind with the scenario I'm giving you?
No. And I have what people are calling the swine flu.
You would not have even noticed that the same spatula was being utilized for strangers. You would not have even noticed that.
I would have noticed it, and I wouldn't have cared. I mean, unless there was...
So you would have taken note of it.
Here's my thing. I would have noticed it and not cared unless the person was particularly odd or dirty.
All right, let me give you this scenario.
Profile? I profile everybody that is going to be coming into contact with my food. Give me the scenario. Go ahead.
Here's a scenario, okay? It's one of those situations where the spatula is going to be shared, and you are, and the guy, a couple across from you, has open lesions on his face. Okay. Now, what are you going to do? Are you going to just leave the restaurant? What are you going to do?
Is he oozing into the plate?
Whatever. They're just.
I'm asking you. This is
posty sarcoma.
Is it dripping into his plate?
It may not necessarily be dripping, but it's you know, he's got open wounds on his face. Are you going to leave the restaurant?
No.
I'll
politely suggest that we want to sit somewhere else.
I think you'd be too scared to do anything. I think you would just.
You think I would just be paralyzed with fear and eat this guy's fucking sarcoma?
Exactly.
I'll have some stir fry face cancer, please. Please. Get some face cancer drippings in my fucking shredded beef or whatever it is. Have some fucking common sense. I'm not gonna eat food where that has had cancer dripped into it from anybody's face, even my own. It's fucking disgusting. It's the worst. So you did enjoy the food? Did the white guy did okay?
The food was delicious. However, I have reservations of going back there unless I know everybody who's going to be at my table.
Are you going to request a different chef?
No, I will not. Because
you should.
The food was actually quite good.
You didn't get the show.
He gave me the show. It was a half-assed show.
Yeah, but it's like watching American Ninja. It's not the same. Oh, you want the real kung fu shit.
I mean, I was
You don't care
at the
about
Japanese
some guy.
Guy.
In- Some, you don't care about some guy in Zubas doing a jump kick. You want to see a fucking Japanese guy do
it. Japanese guy who was doing it a few tables away. He had props and everything, and my guy had a fucking onion. Anyway, so much for that.
Yeah, I mean, you ask me. It's kind of wacky. I didn't think you'd ever go to a place like that. I wanted to ask you something, Frank. I tried something over the weekend. The McCafe latte. Have you heard of this?
I've heard of them. I see the signs all over McDonald's. They're really publicizing that.
Did you try any yet?
I did not try it.
You didn't try them yet. I suggest you do it, and I think that in a future show, I want to hear your review. Because you're devout
next
to Starbucks.
Show, you'll hear the review.
You are devout Starbucks, basically, right?
I crave Star. I actually get up in the morning and just I crave it. My day cannot be complete.
You bought a coffee maker and you stopped using it because
It doesn't taste like Starbucks.
You couldn't get it to taste like Starbucks.
I couldn't get it to taste like Starbucks. No matter what I did.
Didn't taste bad, but didn't taste like Starbucks. You're addicted.
I think, get a smile on my face when I think of Starbucks.
I think that you will eventually. My prediction is that you will eventually choose the McCafe over the Starbucks. It's not great, neither is Starbucks, but you know what? Quick. Although I can't, you know, I'm having trouble with McDonald's. I mean, yeah, you do know that the drive-thru, you can hardly hear. That's the big fucking thing. But now, literally, you couple that with the fact that I can't find a McDonald's where there isn't, like, a Spanish speaker in the fucking window. So now, I tried ordering one of these. And part of the ordering process, they ask you what size, they ask you what kind, and what kind of milk. I didn't know this. I said, I'd like a latte. What's that? Excuse me? Sigh! Medium? Okay. What kind of meal? Excuse me? I thought they said, like, fuck you, Bill, or something. I didn't know what they were saying. They said, what kind of meal? And I go, I'm sorry, I don't understand. You want regular, whole meal, non-fat meal? I'm like, oh, okay, non-fat meal. I don't know. Like, literally, I can't understand you. Why are you at the counter? I understand equal opportunity and all that shit, but to me, if you can't understand a fucking person that speaks the Queen's English through a fucking drive-thru, why are we having broken English being piped through to us? Is this a particularly, like, white complaint, or am I out of my mind? I can't order a fucking hamburger or a coffee because I don't understand what's being said to me. So you know what, Frank? You know what? The quality, probably on par. But if you can find a place where you can actually order, then... oh my God, Jay Mitch says I think they're free this week. You know what, Frank? Get to a McDonald's tonight! Get your free, possibly, McCafe with another meal. Psy medium. I don't know. I want to ask you something, Frank. I had a thought. Would you rather own a device that could make somebody fart when you point it at them, or a device that could make somebody have an orgasm? It's a device like a Wiimote, a rectangle with a button. You point it at somebody, it either makes them fart, or it makes them have an orgasm.
Well, first of all, why I would want to make a fellow or a man have an orgasm.
I don't know why you're thinking fellow immediately.
Well,
I say have an orgasm.
You said person. You didn't say dudes. Because my point is, you said person. You didn't say male or female. Okay, so I don't.
I didn't
say
have
male
to. We have female listeners that might like the company of dudes. You understand that? You apparently are like, I don't know why I'd want an orgasm, Ray. I don't want to see dudes come. But no, choose. What do you think?
Well, listen, I don't want to. I have to probably choose the flatulence because I don't want people having convulsions while they're driving or things of that nature.
Let's say you're at a sporting event. or you're in school and the class president is giving a speech. If you could point a button at him and make him jizz in his pants. It would be probably the most memorable thing.
No, because
follow him for the rest of his life.
When you jizz in your, if you jizz, you could do it silently.
And today, I promise that if elected class president, I would institute a smoking.
Is that how you sound? Obviously, that's how you sound.
That's how Donna told me you sound.
Oh, that's a terrible comeback, man. Terrible. Donna. Okay.
You can ask Donna how I sound. The thing is...
Excuse me?
What?
What did you fucking just say?
Excuse me?
What did you just... You just said something off the...
I just said ask Donna if you left your socks on the ground. What are you talking about?
I thought I heard something different.
Oh, you have to re-listen. So you would choose the flatulence because you're uncomfortable with the fact that you're contributing to somebody's orgasm, even if it would be hilarious.
Flatulence.
What if you could just choose any bodily function? What, shitting, pissing?
See, the problem with me, I don't like bodily functions, so I would choose neither.
But you could do, let's say it had a 2-mile radius and a scope. Would you sit up on the hill in the trunk of your car with the keyhole pushed out?
You know what?
Just making people jizz and shit their pants in a Home Depot parking lot.
You know what? That's not my. What would you? Why don't you tell us what you would choose?
I think it would be incredible to just hit a button and have somebody fucking have an orgasm.
Yeah,
I think that would be amazing. Just for even if only for comedy's sake. You're walking in the mall. You see people throughout your entire life that look odd. People getting made fun of or laughed at. Well, you could choose who you want to jizz, and then they would be the ones being made fun of. It would be hilarious. I think this needs to be invented. I believe it's called a Wiimote right now. The idea is that you change the A button into the jizz button. Inventors, you know, let me know. I only want 1% of the sales, that's all. 1%. It's not much. You invent it, I'll tell my friends about it. Okay? I don't know, Frank. I don't know. I just think that, I think it's okay. You know, one more thing, Frank, I want to say. I'm sick and tired of people asking me why I didn't respond to their voicemail. Why I didn't respond... There I am. Why didn't you respond to my Facebook message? I don't care. I don't care. Stop it. Stop it already. Stop.
Don't you people realize Ken is much too important to be concerned with responding to things?
No, not even that. It's,
you sit on your fucking high horse.
It goes back to the fucking email thing. Get over it. You didn't get a response. And this goes for my friends. This goes for everybody. This goes for you, Frank. You send me something, I don't respond to it. Oh, well. Lost in the shuffle.
I don't think I've ever done that, but anyway.
The worst is also when somebody says they did something, but they actually didn't. And it's been proven, it's right out there that they didn't do it. But they keep saying...
Is there somebody you want to name in particular?
No. It just happens at work, I'd say you need to actually make this change. Like, oh, I know, I made that change. And then I show them, look, you didn't make the change. Like, oh, yeah, I actually did. It's going into effect in 5 minutes when you leave and I do it. But, like, there's people that just won't fess up for some fucking insignificant shit. That's the thing that gets me.
It's about the phone of some sort? I don't know.
No. I don't know, Frank. You've never encountered this ever where somebody gave you, like, wrong information or something like that?
Yeah, well, what happened was somebody gave me I called to get a phone number. I had to call this – make it real short. I had to call somebody – I had to call an office, and this office gave me the phone number of another office. And they gave me the 10-digit number.
Yeah. Area code, with
732 area code. So for about 10 minutes, I'm dialing this number, and it's every time I call it, it's to a public school, which is not what I wanted. So then I call her back, and I say, you know, you gave me the wrong number. I didn't say that. I says, you know, this number is going to a public school. And long story short, she says, all right, do you have the right number? And she repeated. She said 732 blah 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 blah. Okay, then she says, all right, hold on a second. So then she comes back. She says, okay, 908. And I said to her, well, there's the problem. You had given me the wrong area code. She goes, no, I didn't. And she had just told me 2 seconds before she was on the phone. but she wouldn't admit that she was wrong. Would you don't sit there and make it like I'm the problem.
They want to turn it around on you.
That's right.
She said 732.
Like I'm the fucking idiot. You're the fucking idiot.
You're the fucking asshole, white ass Brent. I'm sorry, wait. I'm sorry, I'm getting our arguments confused. Is this the phone lady we're yelling at or White House Brent?
This is the phone lady.
Okay, well, can we yell at White House Brent anyway?
Yes.
Fuck you, White House Brent, you nitpicking motherfucker.
All right.
Eat some fucking shit, White House Brent. God, I can't stand that guy. Oh, look at the time.
Oh, it's,
my goodness.
Just about that time.
It is about that time, Frank.
To wrap it up?
Yeah, it's being wrapped up right now.
And is there anything you'd like to say?
Yes, thank you for listening to this episode of the DJ New Style Show. Go to DJNewStyleShow.com. Download everything we've ever done. Subscribe to the podcast. Be sure to go to HearUsTalk.com Monday and Thursday for Best in Show Radio, 8 to 11 p.m. And now, Friday night, 9:30 to 12:30 a.m., The What Show. Go to thewhatshow.com. Check them out. They're great. Also, Wednesday night, Hear Us Talk, movie night. Check it all out, HearUsTalk.com. Yeah, I do have something actually I want to say. Frank, I want to say something. But this is us! Yeah, no. Shut up. You're talking to a fucking sign. I'm going to kick all your friends' ass. Outside? Wani. Ha. Now, Frank, is there anything you want to say?
You're an asshole! It's a fucking snooze. Shit, I couldn't even fit out the double damn window, fuckface. Because that's what I goddamn do. Nah, I'm good. Thanks.
Where's Blanket?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah! Hasha! Give it to me, baby! Give it to me!
Go suck banana, fuck you!